Hello, and welcome to Elite Cadre, the Hordes of War Machine podcast that doesn't take itself too seriously. I'm Mike.
What, chums? I'm Alex.
I don't know what chums, I'm Kurt.
Pip, chums, I'm Nick.
Really?
Why not?
You started it.
Just the fact that, that I said hello, chums.
Yeah, that's just incoming, repetitively prolonged.
Hello, boyos.
What ho?
Just because I'm the only one here who went to private school is no reason to mock me.
You've got a pipe. You sat there in a pipe and slippers.
In a pipe and slippers.
School? Actually, I haven't got my slippers on this week, so, you know.
He's sat in a pipe.
Is Alex the only one of us that went to normal school?
No, I went to a southern school.
You didn't go to a grammar school?
I went to a grammar school.
Oh, Kurt's the only one that didn't go to a grammar school.
Actually, I think you'll find I went to a private school and then a grammar school. So,
I grew up in the south, generally better.
You're not saying it right. It's the south.
No, not south.
Although I suppose you're the southwest, so, you know, you don't get to say that one. Anyway.
Well, in a privileged lifestyle.
It's green down here. I know you have heard of it, but it is.
Yeah, being from the Midlands, there is occasional green. That's the colour the kebabs turn eventually, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I live in rural Cheshire, so I'm more than used to the green.
I love the fact you're trying to make the ghetto sound.
I don't live in the ghetto. No, I don't live in the ghetto. I might hold tournaments in a ghetto, but that's changing soon anyway. Because the ghetto's gone, pretty much. That's another story, though. But yeah, I don't live in the ghetto. I just host tournaments in the ghetto.
Is this because the ghetto is mostly on fire?
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
What is War Machine?
Apparently it's some game. Or
more appropriately, Kurt, who is War Machine?
I think that is an important question. And who is Jim Stark? I don't know either.
Who is Jim Stark?
No, again, more importantly.
We didn't know the answer to this.
Why?
More importantly, why is Jim Stark?
Why? That was, yes, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, this week we decided that we'd put out a bit of a question out there, you know, get people talking.
Well, you did.
It was suggested to me, and I went, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then end up throwing out this question saying, hey, guys, got anything you want to discuss?
We've got no ideas.
Yeah, pretty much. So we've been given a list of things to discuss that may or may not constitute a segment that was binned by Muse on Minis for...
If it's not good enough for them, it's damn well good enough for us.
Lightning round!
Please don't... Yeah. You just had to make it worse, didn't you? Just had to go there and make it so much worse. However... We're by far more inept, if you can believe it, than they are. So it probably won't be that quick, and it will be pretty rambly, to be honest.
Win.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes, well said.
So do you want to start with the ones that came from Twitter, the Elite Cadre page, or my Facebook page?
We'll go private, your Facebook page.
Yeah. Wow, that's brave.
Yeah, that is the Dave Wilkinson and Jim Stark hour. Question number one, is Kurt still growing?
I don't know. I think everything else is getting smaller. That's what I think.
I see. Really, Kurt? Is that what we're going with?
Which part of Kurt are we talking about?
Oh, that genuinely hurt. I think the true answer is it depends on which angle you view him from.
And what distance.
And how attractive you are.
Indeed.
We've made that joke before, when Kurt's hands were super glued to the table. Anyway.
That was a long time ago, I'd almost forgotten that.
Yes.
It was a different table and a different lifetime.
Question number two, will Alex smile?
Yes, he can is a trick question, isn't it? Will he? Is
Yeah. Physically capable of? Probably won't. My answer was that, no, he's from the north. He eats grim up north.
Sorry, was that just a bit busy fighting off the grimness?
The grim darkness of the near north.
Yes.
Yeah, I went into Grimly Fiendish then, which is as well, and that's going into, like, unknown territory. Let's move on.
Fair enough. What episode will my breakdown occur?
I said 28, didn't I? I think episode 28. Mm.
I have already answered this. It was episode 2. I've been running.
Was it not the birthday episode?
No, the original breakdown was probably the Golden Troll episode, which I think may well have been episode 2. That was the one that caused...
It was episode 6.
Oh, so many table flips.
He doesn't even listen to this fucking podcast.
I just pause the edit, go away, come back, unpause, and then go, oh, it's still on a battle report.
And then I did this, and then I'm on a 6.
And then I took the dice and shoved them up his nose.
We don't do this anymore. It's fine.
Okay,
Mike.
Yeah. We've answered that one. Next one. Does the internet help or hinder list building?
Depends what website you're looking
Someone
at.
Someone go deal with this on a better podcast, a more...
I just find it just distracts from list building.
Yeah.
I think that's
which is what Alex said as well. It depends very much on the content of the webpage you're looking at.
Yeah, generally if you're on the PP forums, that kind of has its opinion for that.
Oh, you mean actually go online to look at other people's lists?
I thought they were talking like, what if you're on Pornhub and you're trying
to list at
the same time? That, I imagine, could be quite distracting.
Or like Netflix or YouTube, and you spend a lot of time on YouTube, Alex. It's just kind of, you know, that doesn't really help, does it?
No.
Well, to be fair, as Dave Gorman once said, I do find the whole of everything ever to be slightly distracting. So,
from anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
And from itself.
So, well, to be honest, while 9gag and Facebook exist, you're kind of trapped in an infinite loop of the next button. But are we gonna play this question seriously at any point, or are we just gonna stick with what we said?
Someone else deal with it.
Was that just a deal with it?
If
okay.
People expect actual, real tactical advice from us, they've either not listened to a show before, or just in denial.
Okay.
Especially people who claim they've met us as well.
Is there really an area meta?
Yes, but not.
I'm not sure if
focus?
I understand this question.
Do you have to be blonde with blue eyes to be part of the area meta?
I'm not sure if you're allowed to say that, Kurt.
Wow.
Right. What I was trying to say is yes, but not. It depends on your
Hang on. Nick's trying to answer the question seriously. At least give him the decency of letting him answer before you laugh at it.
Well, I was going to say, when you're part of, like, the national meta, as it were, your local meta dwindles. But for, like, for example, our local store, Titan, it has its own meta. There is no denying that there is this really strange, weird meta going on there. You go and you look at some of their lists and you sort of go, what? But these are guys who haven't experienced the national meta at all.
Oh, man. I hate playing against people like that.
What losers?
Chumps. Chumps, basically. Just, there's nothing for your game.
I hate this podcast already. This was literally the worst.
See, I personally, I like playing little local games, little local tournaments. You know, it's the national meta that's a bit like, meh, really?
You're just a chump basher, really, aren't you?
Went steamroller. Oh my god.
I don't always win.
It's not what I've heard.
It's not?
You told me in strict confidence that you'd go to these events to take money off people.
Yeah, I told you that in strict confidence though, didn't I?
Oh shit, man.
And this is going out on the internet almost live in about a week. Probably, maybe.
Lightning.
Anyway, next one. Is Nick really emo? Yes.
This is a philosophical debate about what emo is, or just yes?
Just yes.
Okay.
I am king emo.
Can anyone ever be truly Nemo?
Well, Nemo. Can't find me.
Truly Nemo?
That was the question, wasn't it? It's about finding Nemo. And
is your orange hair now?
Small thin. Who knows what colour hair is?
Just have clown-coloured hair. That'd be amazing. Just be a clownfish in my hair.
You might be like...
You're already halfway there. You haven't got the fish part down.
No.
Will Kev ever not be a pod whore? We don't care.
Kev who?
Exactly. It's probably the best answer.
That's harsh.
But fair.
You'll like that.
Yeah.
At least acknowledge a cocky mouth.
Oh, good grief.
I don't know.
I can never understand what he says. But no, cocky in mouth.
Yeah.
Cock in mouth.
Alex is as subtle as a bag of bricks to the knee, quite frankly.
And a cock in the mouth.
That's not particularly subtle, that must be said.
As subtle as Kev Bryant trying to talk on a YouTube video.
How did Epic Flail raise the funds to build the War Machine robot, Brett Wilkie?
I think our lawyers have advised us not to answer this one.
I think
we cannot comment for risk of being indicted. No, wait, that could be the wrong word.
It's coming out of your mouth. I'm sure it is the wrong word.
You keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Look, he says, you think it does.
Why do you not have a bear on the podcast?
It's a disruptive influence.
Yeah, that is true. Dave Wilkinson is pretty disruptive.
Just thinking, doesn't make the best podcast. Okay,
I mean, he did have that whole Flock and Awe podcast, and where's that gone? No, literally, where's that gone?
I don't know. I back on the sofa?
Yeah, true.
Behind the fridge?
There's probably a couple of episodes down there. Just, there's at least 4 episodes of this show down there, so, you know.
This might be a 5th.
Yeah, that's almost certainly. What's the meaning of life?
What, Douglas Adams' answer, or...?
It's a bit cliche, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit... I'm not going to go down that road.
Oh, I know this one. It's 43.
What was that?
Close enough.
I think we go with that answer and see how many complaints we get.
Who is the biggest power gamer? Not height-related. The answer is easy. It's Jim Stark.
I was about to say Jim Stark.
I think meant all the podcast, but no, Jim Stark's good. I'll go with that.
The podcast. That'd be me, I think.
Just ask him about Attack Wing someday. That's all I'm going to say.
Attack Wing. Jesus. Okay.
Yep. Star Trek Attack Wing. Just you know.
I'm not going to do that.
Here's one for anyone but Nick. Just at all.
Yes.
Why League of Legends is a sport?
Oh, why? There needs to be a why.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't. See, he already knows that one of two things is going to happen to this answer. Either it's going to be censored in the world's most awful way, or he's going to sound like a chipmunk.
I think, dear listeners, I think you can assume that I said something very clever and insightful, and Mike edits it out.
Mike,
let's just say that.
Mike, does he know?
Does who know?
Does he know?
What, me, that I got turned into a chipmunk?
Yes.
Oh, I told him at the time.
Yeah, but does he know you actually follow through with it?
Yeah, man. Well, best way, yeah.
Didn't you pay him? I thought you paid him, didn't you?
Anyway, the next question from the Beth. Did you expect this to descend so quickly? Yes.
This episode?
Yes. It was like, that was on the cards as soon as the episode started. It was just all over. That's it.
I don't know how Alex is doing it sober, but that's what I struggle with.
How do you cope,
Alex? I don't know how I cope. I'm just not sure.
Why do we all try and aspire to be more like Jim Stark?
Mm.
It's a very difficult question.
Moving on.
I don't think there is.
I think we just avoid that one.
I don't think there is a funny way to say that without just being purely insulting.
He can cook.
We could probably all
can cook,
but doesn't.
Now, see, Jim has said this so many times that he was a chef, but as I've also said many times in reply, the only way I can imagine him being a chef is one of those either army or prison chefs that serves up mashed potato with a fag ender hanging out of his mouth.
Have you seen Orange Is the New Black?
No.
No, okay. I have heard good things though.
There's a reference there, but you kind of, need to have watched it. Jim Stark, that's Captain Janeway in prison.
Sorry about this film you're talking about, but I've heard good things.
What film?
It's not a film, it's a Netflix series.
Yeah, it's a series.
Well, whatever. Film, any of that, whatever.
Imagine
Captain Janeway as a prison chef, just as you've just described, but then obviously superimpose Jim Stark, which kind of ruins it.
Right, where do we move next? Let's move on to the Facebook page. Oh God, where to start?
At the top.
Top tips for noobs.
We've done that one. Go find the episode.
Don't be a noob.
Yeah, good call.
Don't play Kurt because he'll smash you.
Play more games.
He hates noobs.
Don't play Kurt because you want to flip the table over.
Probably the biggest thing is take away what you like. Figure out why you lost a game. Don't just go, "Oh, I lost."
Oh my God, it's a serious answer.
Yeah, that's
from Nick, who rage quits regularly after tournaments.
It's the endangered species, isn't it?
I think I'm on an elongated rage quit at the moment. I should probably play a game at some point.
Yeah, like
otherwise
tomorrow.
I'm not qualified enough.
But you faction quit after tournaments, though, don't you? That's more the style.
Oh yeah, faction quit.
Oh, he's playing serious tomorrow.
Change faction. That's how you don't become a noob. Change faction.
Every fresh.
It does also go on to say, how do you improve your competitive play? I think that's pretty much covered. Look at your mistakes. Keep playing games.
Go to tournaments, play in tournaments, listen to a different podcast.
Well, that actually comes into another question that's been asked, which is how to get into the tournament scene.
Turn up.
Turn up. Pay.
Yeah.
Turn up.
That is really the best advice that can be given.
It's really complicated. It's a really complicated answer, but, you know.
If you're in the UK, go to the Warhammer forums, look up the event calendar there. If you're in the US, there will be one, either Muse on Minis or the Privateer forums. Twitter's brilliant for...
Twitter's how I managed to go into tournaments so easily and meet so many people. You talk to people on Twitter, they turn up and you already know them.
Yeah. And if you don't, then you can have a chat over your game, because most local tournaments, like 16-player steamrolls, are pretty relaxed affairs, to be honest.
Unless they're 50-point, obviously, Masters and Stars. Sorry?
Not Wayne Kurtz, no.
No, hardcore, mate, hardcore.
It's all business.
Who are you?
I don't know. I've not won a major tournament, so I'm surprised you know my name.
I don't know your name, for that reason. Mm.
Kurt doesn't care about your name, he just knows that you're there to lose to him.
I'm not sure I'm liking this portrayal. I prefer to present myself as a painter.
Rather than a painter.
That way I've got that excuse where I go play like shit.
I'm the only one who doesn't have an excuse. Mike and Alex are PG, so that's their excuse. You're a painter.
Well, to be fair, we are all podcasters. We do have the curse of the podcaster.
No. Yes, if you're a podcaster, if you do a podcast, how to get good at tournaments, don't do a podcast.
Don't do a podcast, don't become a PG, and then you're allowed to win some games. or even play some games.
I do get told off on Twitter if I start winning a tournament. It is true.
Well, you've got that Lost Hemisphere radio shirt, then that's just like...
Yeah, I think Nick's excuse is that he's a...
You realise that's being bleeped.
I'm a coordinator. There's a difference. It's like the PG for...
This is like the largest round of swearing we've ever had on the show.
What I like is, you could say the C word. You could just go, but it's shorter than... But when I say it's a short bleep. When I say it's a long bleep.
At this point, all you're hearing is beep. When I say beep, it's a beep.
To be fair, the beep is the same length. I've just generated one length of beep. Whatever length it is, I just replace it with that beep. That's
you should make long ones. Now. Just for that.
There's no clue. You've got no idea if I'm saying or if I'm saying you've got no idea.
It could be 2 or 3 minutes long of just the horrific obscenities.
I like that, Alex. I like that. It's good.
Moving on.
We'll put the real swearing in the show notes. That might be a lie.
Anyway, how to build lists well.
Well, first of all, you've got to start with a solid foundation. You've got to dig about
First of all, you might be asking the wrong podcast.
Two or 3 feet deep, bit of concrete. And when I start with a first course of bricks, then we go on from there.
Is this just for circle or is this
I think in life in general.
All right, excellent.
It did sound like Alex had fallen over there.
Something fell over somewhere.
A child or something.
Yeah.
No, it fell onto a child.
If a child falls over in the woods, does anybody care?
I think the key thing on how to build lists well is to...
Take what you like.
Well, it's keep playing games.
Buy the pretty things.
Keep playing games. Keep stuff in your list for 3 or 4 games. Swap it out with something else. See how it works. You know, and you kind of... You get a feel for what works with...
If you want to persevere, I'd go a lot longer than 3 or 4, but...
Well, I'm just saying, when you're getting used to stuff and then rotate it back in for another 3 or 4 somewhere else, or, you know...
Okay, yeah.
Just make sure you're experimenting, but not just saying, I have lost with this once, I'm never playing it again.
The best thing to do, easiest way to build a list, is go onto a forum. Or it's even easier nowadays than any other time. Endgame Gaming, just go on there and look at a list that's won a tournament. Play that, because you'll win.
Good.
You make me cry inside. I mean, while that is viable, there are some of those lists that aren't really obvious what you're meant to be doing with them.
It is true, but at the same time, if you turn up, I mean, even if 3 of you turn up to a major tournament and all of you have got lists that have won other masters, you will all win.
See, I was hoping to take that somewhat seriously, but they're like, nope, let's derail it again.
What? Okay. I was derailing that at all. I resemble that remark.
Yeah. Basically, read other people's lists, get inspiration, try out stuff yourself. That's how to build good lists. To be honest,
so, ask someone else.
By saying gain inspiration, just copy lists.
How to win with Zakova?
Wasn't there a league list that had her with lots of extra stuff that was really really good once? You nick that list and play it, even if it's illegal.
Theme force.
The ultimate theme force for Zakova that's interesting. Allows you to have, like, what is it, 2 units of Kayazi with underbosses and Vanguards. And Kador Jacks with ranged weapons, which have a bad rep, but aren't really that bad. I'll be honest, the Decimator's quite good with her. And that may be pushing it a little, but when you've got Watcher on it and something advances within a few inches and you get a fully boosted shot...
Can we say, ask Jonathan Taylor York? If you can find him.
No, because he doesn't play anymore.
I know, but he likes Zakova.
He's running a Blood Bowl tournament.
Wow.
Yeah? That's about all I know at the moment. Because I went on a Blood Bowl forum and was like, oh, that's JTY. Oh, he still exists.
I don't know any better. I assume he still existed, but...
How do we do Zakova? Find someone who's never played against her before.
Even better. Find someone who's never played before.
Yeah, I've got approximately 2 wins with Zakova. Once was at a Food Machine event where I just literally picked the worst list imaginable for Kador.
And cheated.
Pretty much. Well, that's the theme of the event. It's Food Machine.
True.
So, I had like the field gun and assault commandos and Cossites. Just awfulness all round. And that went well. The other one I had was a legit win where someone enraged a Titan to try and get it at one of my jacks, forgetting that Zakova's feet was up. It's like, aha, my Titan's enraged. It's like, that's great. Okay, your Titan activates. It has to charge, but it can't charge, so it sacrifices its movement and action. Okay! Good.
Or play in a tournament where you can swap your entire army for somebody else's army.
I will say, Zakova is not easy to win with. There is no... If someone had found a surefire way to win with her every single time, the world would know.
She'd be amazing.
I think it's things like cheat and have arc nodes, or... She's got a great feat. It's just the rest of it. It's like, she's got 7 focus. She can power a jack or two. That's about it.
Good.
So, right. Next on the list. Best use of weathering pigments.
Don't know.
Ask Matt Hart.
That's what, yeah, that was my, that's what I said. Ask Matt Hart. Find, if you can find him, he's the man to consult on this important topic.
Are you saying that Matt Hart is a member of the A-Team?
I was kind of alluding to that, but without saying it, I quite liked it the way it was. Thank you very much.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm not being the crocodile this time, alright.
Anyway. I get on a plane.
Moving on.
Oh, that one's going to be a whole episode if we do it.
Was that the first and last and best and worst and stuffing? No, do a whole episode about it. Someone else.
Yeah, best and worst casters in each faction. I think that is a question that is good enough that we could do something like we did for the infantry episode. Or infantry episodes, because we had to record it twice. Do you remember that debacle?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. The only rage crack.
That's when we took this shit a little bit seriously.
The one that was so good the first time that we had to record it when the recording blew up. And was not good the second time. So, you know, was that. There is also another full episode topic, which is, I don't know if you've touched them already, but discussing less used theme forces and how to win with them might make for an interesting topic.
Theme forces.
Yeah, theme forces.
I've heard of those. How do they work?
Well, you take models, and then you get points off other models or free models.
I like the expression. Very fun. Sorry? Tier lists. Yeah, how to wind up Chris Gorthman. Call them tier lists. Yeah, also, apparently we didn't drop Chris Gorthman's name enough last episode. We need to drop it more this episode.
Chris Esports Athlete Cawthorn.
Really?
And now it's just going to be Chris Beep Cawthorn, and then he's going to be like, what did Alex say? And just have his head.
Well, to be fair...
Chris, we know that. I called him an Esports Athlete.
Esports Athlete, yeah, absolutely.
To be fair, Chris can get his revenge at the PG day at the Northwest Gaming Centre, should Alex decide to turn up and face his punishment like a man.
No, I'm no esports athlete like Chris Cawthorn.
You're only making it worse for yourself, man.
It's quite harsh to call him that.
Cut your losses and run. Okay.
You know he's not from there.
What? Anyway, let's move on to some Twitter questions.
Oh, good.
Twitter.
Twitter. Sorry, Liam.
So, Liam's first proper question is...
He's saying he plays trolls. Is that what you're trying to say there?
Why should I spend SmogCon in the Smog Pit and not playing 50-point steamroller events? Sell it to me.
In the words of the event organiser himself, swag.
That's pretty true.
If he's trying to, like, be a Justin Bieber, Libra, or whatever they're called.
I have had the prototype designs for some of the swag that's coming through today, which... looks very nice. There's plenty of completely exclusive stuff that's going to be in the Smog Pit.
I intend to spend more time in the Smog Pit than playing tournaments this time.
I will say as well, we have designed the Smog Pit in a very special way this year.
Is it going to be higher up?
Oh.
Well, it means that you can play War Machine in there.
Do you have to be more elite to get in?
No, not really.
Do you have to be taller?
You can play Malifaux in there. You could play Bolt Action in there. You could play X-Wing in there.
Yay!
Basically anything...
I'm never going to leave!
Anything that's a miniatures-based tabletop game, you can play in there, and you will earn something for that game. I'm not going to say it's going to be a lot if it's not Malifaux or War Machine or Hordes.
Or X-Wing.
No, there's nothing special for X-Wing.
But
you do still get something. And we're working on all sorts of manner of goodies to give out, some of which will be kind of dealt out in a tombola style. So you will exchange a certain number of skulls for a chance at a random prize.
Do you get extra points for doing shots while you're playing?
No.
Missed a trick there, I think.
Not really. You wouldn't want people to die.
Or table flip.
Yeah, true. I mean, as well as that, in the Smog Pit this year, we are doing some starter box tournaments. So it will literally be 4 people or 8 people turn up with starter boxes for Malifaux or War Machine Hordes. and just do a mini tournament in the Smog Pit, and you get a bonus for doing one of those. You don't get a bonus for winning any of the games, you get a bonus for playing in it.
I can do that. What's
yeah,
winning?
We'll also be doing some small events for War Machine called Sumo, which is entirely Warjack based and deals with lots of fun environmental effects. What else are we doing? We've got some scenario tables. We have our own variation of Thunderdome, which I'm going to kind of let a little bit of that out. I mean, there is a format called Thunderdome out there already, but this is going to be three Warcasters or Warlocks with a shared battle group. So you add up all their Warjack or Warbeast points together.
I'm going to leave it there and not tell you anymore. No.
And you get an extra 10 on top, and it's a four-player game. I'm not going to tell you anything more than that, other than it will be something of a bit of a race to get to the centre and basically beat the hell out of everyone else.
So, Butcher 3, then?
Yeah, we do need to do some testing with Butcher 3, because when we started doing the scenario, he wasn't kind of announced. And having shared battle groups with Butcher 3 and having his impending doom and his ability to kill, like, 15 Warjacks in a turn may not be the best of ideas. So we're going to just have a quick look at that and maybe try and figure out how bad it is. Well, to be honest, the format is silly enough anyway. I mean, it is ridiculous, it's fun, it's completely unbalanced. I mean, any format...
I think Liam Jordan will love it.
He probably will. But any format in which a Spriggan can charge, like, 16 inches across the table and one-shot a Stalker, then one-shot two Warlocks in a row is fine, you know? Because everyone else can retaliate once you're in the middle and it just starts getting nasty very quickly. Alliances form and are broken in seconds. So that's good. We do have another scenario table that's completed at the moment, which I don't know if I've told any of you a lot about this one, but it was in Escalation, I think, originally, where you've got two boats passing each other.
I know this one. I've seen it played.
Yes.
I've played it, I think.
The boats are, I think, 1 foot by 2 foot each and move D6 each turn.
I think it was in a league a little while ago, and I remember cutting the boats out of cardboard in order to make them so we could actually put it on the table.
Oh, these are full-on proper wooden boats with planking on the decks and
big, not two bits of unpainted cardboard.
Big turbines on them and all sorts of stuff. They're looking quite nice, and Jim Stark made them, so you know, well done him. And it's a really interesting scenario because of the fact that you're surrounded by deep water. We did have to do some testing for that one with Gorton, because having a 2 foot by 2 foot playing area and a caster who can move you just 8 inches in a direction of his choosing was, I mean, you know, Jimmy did lose a unit of Bane Knights and 2 Arknodes, to 1 feet, which was pretty horrible.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, the only thing on top of that would be a Stormwall falling in the water.
No Colossals allowed, unfortunately.
Oh.
They don't really fit on the boats all that well.
No, I imagine not, no.
So, but we are trying to provide that sort of American convention-style event gaming. You know, you've got your tournaments, but then you've got this very much more sort of social Smog Pit atmosphere where you can sort of go up to anyone and go, hey, fancy game? Because, let's face it,
I don't like you.
Even if we do all go to the same tournaments, we don't necessarily get to play the people we want to play at each event.
Hey, can I play you? Who are you, then?
What have you won?
Oh, my.
Do I know you?
This is going to be you in the Smog Pit, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
To Conrad.
Yeah. Who are you? What have you won? Are you trying to imply we've met before? I don't understand. I don't care if she's your sister. I'm not playing you.
Wait, what? I was having a drink and I came back and there was potential filth going on.
Now he has to pay attention when he edits, because if he misses it...
It's great.
This is bad. See, I've actually already arranged a Smog Pit game with Kev Bryant.
Kev Bryant or his hat?
Of Blood Bowl.
Ooh. Kev Bryant or his hat?
Is he going to have arms?
Kev Bryant himself.
Because I've heard he's just feet stick out of a hat.
You might struggle to hear him.
Every... You hear him, you also better understand him.
Every sodding time. Can't get through a podcast without it, can we?
This is what happens. People go, oh, aren't you tall? Because I am.
Yeah.
People go, I can't understand what you say. Because they can't. It's not prejudice, it's just what it is.
But anyway, back to the smog pit. Is there anything anyone else wants to sort of add to that one?
I'll be in the smog pit. Probably paying some.
I have signed up. I've signed up for a couple of tournaments. One of which involves giant monsters, and mostly smog pit. I think a lot of the time.
So it is a great place to just hang out and socialise, because at the tournament you can't really just sort of sit down next to a table and go, oh, what are you guys playing? Oh, that's just have a look and just, you know.
Yeah, you can actually converse and talk to people going, I've only got 7 minutes, leave me alone!
yeah, Nick has been on the sharp end of that one a few times. Do not approach me while I'm tournament gaming, I am busy. Leave me alone. It's fine, I will talk to you later.
Did you play this? Yes, go away. Really nice.
Oh, this is a really nice looking model. Do you mind if I... Oh, wait, what? That was important.
Whoops.
You mean it was supposed to be placed there? Oh,
it's probably
what
fine.
What do you mean essential fine charge distance? What?
But yes, and that's fair. The swag this year is very, very nice.
So I think Smog Pit might get... You might not be talking to him in Smog Pit because they were too busy trying to win in order to get more points. And...
Ah, no. See, this is the one thing. In the Smog Pit, there are no points for winning. None at all. Doesn't matter if you win. Doesn't matter if you lose. You just get points.
What's the point in that, though?
I don't understand.
Like Chris Point Steamroller.
Well, the point is to encourage you to have nice, friendly games.
Are you listening, Liam?
Doing fun things. Because I will actually get up my list of how the schools are earned. It's not final, if I can remember where it is. But, I mean, if you... I've lost it. Help.
Have you eaten it?
Ah, there we go. Smog conflict to foreseen schools.
Were you just trying to say that, you know, 50-point Steamroller might be the preferred format, but it's not be-all and end-all?
It absolutely isn't.
There is plenty more out there for this game.
Let's just say that you turn to the Smog Pit, and you
play... Hypothetically speaking, obviously.
Yeah.
I might do that, you know. Let's just move on.
And you play a 50-point game of War Machine, and that's it. You get, for that, at the moment, three...
It's a long game. It's a three-day tournament. That's a long game.
You get three skulls for that, okay?
Yours, your opponent's, and the poor PG who walked in at the wrong time.
Are these little monkey skulls? Are they... where are they from?
No. They're more sort of metaphorical skulls.
Oh.
However, if you turn to the Smog Pit and you play a 25-point game with three or more players in it on a scenario table using fully painted lists, and it's a theme force at tier 2 or higher, you would actually get 1, 2, 3. You would actually get 5 skulls. And if that had been, say, your 15th game you'd played, you'd get an extra 2 on top. And then there's little bonuses for playing multiple games on the scenario tables, or playing one game against every faction. So it's a good mix. I mean, you've got sort of 5 unique ones for Malifaux, about 8 unique ones for War Machine, stuff that's shared between the two of them, stuff you can earn in any game. So it's diverse and fun, and it's whatever you want to make it out to be. And to be honest, you'll probably earn your swag a little bit quicker through the Smog Pit than you would by just playing tournaments.
Unless you're really good.
Even then. But anyway, it's a fun area of the tournament, fun area of the convention that should be good for everyone and good for a laugh. And, yeah.
Sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
That's partially because, you know, I'm part of the team that's helping out on it.
I think that's a good part of why it's so good.
Because I'm awesome.
I'm painting lots of trolls.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of brown on the end of your nose. Might want to get that.
I would also like to...
I'm painting cream now. How's that? Have I got that?
Anyway, I would also like to give some credit to Tim Martin, because he's been heavily involved in this. And then we have the Saboteur.
Oh, so it's not your doing. It's Tim. I see. Right.
It's a team effort.
Oh, I see.
We are the Smog Pit pod.
There's no I in the Smog Pit team.
Well, there is. It's in the pit of Smog Pit. So there's an I in there.
There's an I in meat pie as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Hmm.
Everything today.
There's no I in team, but there is most definitely a me.
Is it your team then?
Well, it's the team I'm on.
Right. good.
Tim's in charge.
What Mike's saying is that it's his team and he's wrestling control from Tim.
A wrestle-off? Is that going to be at SmogCon as well?
We're going to
wrestle Tim Martin.
We're going to oil each other up and wrestle in a small pool.
I can see his missus getting quite excited over there.
Probably. Mm. Anyway, yes, that's SmogPit. things may change or be added or taken away or, yeah, this is no guarantee at this point because we are still testing, as it were. Would you believe that some of the scenarios we've been doing are actually been in testing for, I'm going to say 3 months at this point?
No, I wouldn't, no.
To the point where it drove both myself and Jim Stark mad. To the point where we both nearly table flipped on the same game.
Yeah, but that wasn't your fault.
I did drive, Jim. Anyway, moving on.
I was playing Butcher 3 in a scenario that he had.
That was not really a question.
Yeah, he hadn't planned for Butcher 3.
There was another question.
Because
that went on quite a while.
Yeah, it did.
So long, well, I think I lost my connection.
I'm just looking at the Twitter feed now and...
It's good radio, I like it.
Yeah. I'm a new listener and player, would love some noob advice on army selections and tactics. Is probably one for another episode.
Or podcast.
I don't know. If you're asking for stuff for the new player, I think we can certainly do that.
Don't be rubbish, I think it's sound advice.
Yeah, win something.
Don't play druids.
Why?
Especially play trolls. Yeah, druids are rubbish and trolls.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Why am I cursed with these people?
Why are you cursed with talking before the podcast? That's what it's really about.
Yeah, for the bits that I can't really...
Blah, 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 blah. This is really annoying. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I just talk about that all the way through the podcast. Excellent.
Unfortunately, I have this talent of kind of mouthing off to people. I don't know where it comes from. So...
There's probably some mileage to go places with that phrase, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, fine. So that is the lightning round. That was...
That was so rapid, I nearly got dizzy.
Well, that was a good half an hour's worth of content.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Exactly. And no extra cost.
Yeah. Mm. We may well ask for questions again, and probably get
Regret
the same...
Again.
Yeah, probably get the same questions again.
Certain same people.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, we know them, and we don't answer questions people we don't know, so that's probably something to do with it.
Fair enough. Shall we, at this point, go for a bit of a break? Because I think we've...
Why the hell not?
I think we've really...
There isn't any news to speak of, is there? Apart from people getting very excited about undead on horses.
Oh, there's more... There's more plastics been announced. Many more plastics. So many plastics, your eyes will start bleeding.
Are you going to stab me in the eye with them?
No, but James Brown might.
Yeah, I've locked the door, but it doesn't always help.
You just run up to you while you sleep. Look at my new shiny thing!
That is what will happen.
And if you wake up too quickly, it's inevitable. That quick stuff is spiky. Anyway, let's go for a bit of a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.
Are you looking for affordable terrain for your tabletop and your bases? Then try Terrain Geek. They have a growing range of hobby supplies, including Army Painter and Cote d'Armes paints. All this and more is available at www.terraingeek.com. They are also contactable on Twitter at @terraingeek.
Right, welcome back to Elite Cadre, because I thought we should finish this sometime this week.
We should, because there won't be an outtake about petrol prices, because it was particularly boring.
It wasn't even particularly boring. It was mind-numbingly awful.
It's my fault. It sounded like quite an interesting conversation, and then I dived in and it died in its arse.
It's all your fault, Kurt.
Most things are.
You know what we should probably do, because we haven't talked about them in...
An episode on petrol prices.
No. No.
And the quality of British Petroleum and its...
So the first new release... we have some plastic flame guard.
Do you know that plastic is a byproduct of the
shut
petrol?
Up.
Nice, that looks like that.
So help me, you will sound like a chipmunk again.
He already does, I thought.
Yeah, most of the time.
As long as I let it start sounding like a chipmunk, then there might be trouble. Although that phrase is bound to sound like a chipmunk, isn't it?
Anyway, Temple Flame Guard in plastic.
Yeah.
Probably a nightmare to clean up, but probably quite light on the wallet and not as easily destructible in the case.
Mine survive alright, but yeah.
I think the sculpts look okay.
They look identical to the metal ones, is what they look.
Yeah, pretty much. And they look far easier to put on the table than... No, Nick. I'm just going to take an outtake there. No. We're not going into the Will Pagani ask me anything thread.
It's not Will Pagani ask me anything.
I know, it's Jamie P posting it, yeah.
Ask Will Pagani a question about K-Dor.
Yeah.
Anyway. Should I paint my K-Dor blue?
Anyway, the second new release that we've got, well, they're not released yet, but we've seen them at last, is the Crix Bane Riders.
They're not riding donkeys.
No. Yeah, I'm disappointed there's no donkeys there.
I wish to lodge a complaint.
PP, fix this immediately.
I'm just waiting for someone to convert some soul hunters into soul donkeys.
Soul donkeys.
Soul donkey.
Yeah.
To be fair, the amount of filler that you have to use on those storm donkeys, you might as well just sculpt a whole new model, frankly. That's just my impression from sticking five of them together. They are fairly poor.
Definitely a theme tune around using the Rawhide theme music for Storm Donkeys, I think, especially. But I'm not going to sing that now. Maybe later.
We've seen the rules for the Bane Riders as well.
Oh my god, they've not got Weapon Master.
Yeah, they've not got Weapon Master. But they do have Reach all the time. And Powerful Charge. Or was it Brutal Charge? I can't remember.
Brutal Charge, plus two on it.
Yeah.
They've got Curse.
Yes, they've got Curse. Mm.
However, it is only for them.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people are missing. It does specifically say Bane Riders the entire way through their Curse.
So, yeah, they can go to, what is it, POW 17 effective?
Yeah, 17 on the charge.
Matt 8.
That's before any Crix.
Yeah, and it's just...
Matt 8 on the charge as well. Yeah. That's before any Crix shenanigans. Yeah. Which
Death 12, can't. Armor 14?
I can't remember.
I think they're a bit higher than 14. I think you might be around 70.
It's like that. I mean, aiming for those, good, isn't it? Like
quick,
it.
Someone, to end game gaming. Don't all move at once.
I could just check my Twitter feed, but...
Well, to be fair, I could go to the one that's in my recent history that actually does put them there. Oh, they're armor 18, sorry. Def 12, armor 18.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Oh, and if they're starting in a certain range of what they curse, then you get
plus two speed or something.
Yeah, so they can effectively walk 9.
I'm taking a bit of a dislike to them.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed to say so. Mm.
Same cost as Ulans and about twice as good. So, oh, and they've got Ghostly as well, just in case, so they don't take free strikes.
I agree with the Crix players. Crix stuff is definitely in decline, and no one knows as good as it used to be. I totally agree with them all.
I believe the key phrase there is balanced to win. So, yeah.
Again, that's a good reference to come back to the balanced Mike Chomic event at SmartCon.
Oh, good grief. Anyway.
I seem to be the only person who finds that funny.
you are literally the only person. We have...
I've got photos of you somewhere. I think it's a Photoshop opportunity.
We have the new Sata kit.
That is nice.
The circle. Combining the Gnarlhorn, Shadowhorn, and the new Riphorn Sata. And that looks like a lovely kit.
It does. Best of all worlds, I think, really, yeah.
I do have to say that with the new plastic kits, the ones that they are giving to Circle are, well, I'm saying new plastic kits, the plastic kits have been around for quite a while now. But
it's like my new white drawers, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. The ones they are giving to Circle are just so consistently good. The Riphorn maybe doesn't look quite as brutal as I thought it would, but I think that's more to do with the paint scheme that they put on the studio model than anything else. It is still a good-looking model, and good painters are just going to show off with it.
Yeah, very nice. It's the blades on the hands for me look a little bit squiffy. There's a technical term there. They don't look quite right. I'm sure I'll be picking one up at some point, and I don't know if it's going to be something that I can adjust or what, but it looks to be just a... The angle looks a bit wrong.
It's plastic. It'll be very easily moddable.
Well, that's true.
So, just a couple of quick snips and a reposition, and it'll be all fine and dandy, I think. So, and it makes the other two satyrs look a bit chunkier and meaner
more
as well.
More butch, I think is the word you're after, yes.
Yeah, especially the Shadowhorn. Although, I do seem to remember reading originally in the fluff that the Shadowhorn was meant to be thinner. So, you know, your mileage may vary, essentially. We have the sculpt as well for Isiria, Sibyl of Dawn.
She looks very nice. Oh, my God.
She looks very good.
Someone get JD on the show.
I think, again, she's suffering from Retribution paint scheme, but I think the model itself looks very nice.
It's nice. This is something novel.
I am amused that her cloak holds her in the air.
Yeah, it's novel. It's nice. I like it. It's, well, I suppose, actually, the last time we saw it was probably Eris, wasn't it? Eris was one of the first Eris does that.
Yeah. Well, there's Lilith, too, is that way.
That's true, Kugathu, yeah.
Is also up on his cloak. But I like how they've got dynamism from quite a sort of stationary model. She looks, although she is very stationary, she looks dynamic. You know, she's unique. It's not really something we've seen before in that sort of pose. So, yeah. I really like how she's turned out.
It's a good, unique silhouette.
And
I was about to go for the silhouette. See, it's...
That's needed to complete her is Signs of Importance, because that wouldn't be
good. No.
I think they need it. I agree.
Yeah.
Even though the text that's on there does actually suggest that she might have it, it should never happen for Retribution.
Hand of Fate.
Which would be just as bonkers.
It would, because, I mean, you really... That spell is bonkers for the Matron Strike Force. But I think Hand of Fate is an upkeep spell, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it can be knocked off by Eris and Purification, whereas...
But the problem is that by that point, your caster's dead.
Well, then...
Your caster has moved, 6 inches up the board and is dead.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
So, I don't think there's much of a way that you can actually balance that.
It is. If she has got it, it's going to be very good. There's no kind of two ways about it. Whether it's broken is, not to decide at this stage.
I think that's up to whoever's testing it, to be honest.
Yeah.
If they can find a way that doesn't break the game, well, more power to them. So, but it's going to be very difficult to do. So,
Earth Arcane Assassin.
The other new thing that's come out is the rules for the House God Thane.
Hold it.
It's just... the stats on the front of the card are largely irrelevant. The front of the card, other than the command stat and the speed, might as well be blank. Let's face it.
Does he have a gun?
Yes.
There you go. He can shoot stuff every now and again.
A range 10, pow 10 gun. He's never going to be within 10 inches of an enemy model.
That last ditch shot to hit the caster.
Ever. He will never, ever be there. But no, it's the other side of the card that's more interesting.
Who said that he'd grant true sight?
Yeah, it's just awful. Alright, the first star action is pretty sane. Desperate Pace the House Guard. And these are star actions, by the way, just before people kind of...
And this is just House Guard, it's not a specific one.
It's not Halberdiers, it's just House Guard.
Yeah, so you can be there, Halberdiers for the extra movement, which I think on the first turn might be... A decent shout, to be honest.
Is this a UA or what is this? This is a something here.
This is a 2-point solar.
Wow.
Which is FA2.
Oh.
The second one is firing solution. It's also range command. Target friendly House Guard unit. If the House Guard unit is in range, it ignores camouflage and stealth during its activation this turn.
Hang on. So you're saying, back up a minute. So you're saying that Retribution have got something that ignores stealth or enables them to ignore stealth, but also can fire range guns.
Yeah.
That's a bit twisted. I thought they're going to ignore stealth.
They don't work on him, do they? They don't work on him, it's only the unit. Is that correct?
They don't work on him, no. It says target-friendly House Guard unit.
Yeah, so it doesn't work on him, but House Guard rifleman.
Oh, yeah.
The surprise is they've got something that can ignore stealth that also has a ranged gun. You kind of think they can, you know, either sight for something with melee weapons would be good. Yeah. Seems to be the fashion of late.
I mean, the House Guard theme is one that's kind of been a bit, I don't know, underplayed, perhaps?
Yeah.
Because we've seen, you know, let's have a million battle mages and mage hunters and...
Even Dawn Guard.
You got the Sentinels.
Yeah.
Well, the Desters as well, you know, there's been a lot of Desters with Bane and the...
Yeah?
Scarif Issian, I think he's a Dester as well, isn't he?
Probably. Is it just the House Guard, the Rifleman and the Halberdiers that are House Guard?
So far.
Oh yeah, because the Invictors are Dawn Guard, aren't they?
They are. Do you not like Retribution?
I don't like them now, they can see through stealth. That's bad. That's just... That hurts.
Is that just in time for me to gain a model that has stealth? That's what it is.
I still think, you know, it's only one unit. I still think the faction...
Well, it'll be two units, up to two units, rather, because you can have the solo is FA2.
Yeah. How many people are taking two units of Dawn Guard riflemen?
Do any of the weapon emplacements count as your little units that could benefit from this?
I don't know.
House Guard, because you've got the assassin and things like that. The gun emplacement, is that House Guard or is that something else?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because that would make that rather lovely.
Would it though? Because
it's still stealth?
Yeah.
Have you got your artillery piece?
It's still only one House 7 armor piercing shot for the rifle team.
It's not bad though.
True, but you'd probably rather have the rifleman with CRA and the ability to target models in melee with combined range and ranked attacks. Oh, and whites of their eyes as well.
Hello. Sorry. I'm not sure what happened there.
Right, it is still recording. Okay. So you do have whites of their eyes as well, so if you're within 8 inches, you get that additional dive damage, range attack, additional die on ranged attack rolls, which is just...
Yeah, it does make them rather nice, and they're not expensive either, massively.
Yeah.
10 points for 12 men, including the UA.
And like I said, you do have that first turn off. Well, I don't need firing solution this turn. I'll just move more. And just that extra 2 inches on the first turn with range 14 rifles or halberdiers that can now charge instead of 11 inches of threat range. They've got 13 inches of threat range.
It is House Guard. It is a House Guard weapon crew unit. Sorry, I didn't realize they were. I just found it and checked. They are a House Guard unit as well.
That could be. That's interesting. I'm not sure it's the best use of him, if I'm honest.
It's situational, isn't it? Because he's not attached, so you can have it on there as well. It's kind of late game, kind of shot into a jack or beast or something, and as you say, it's only armor-piercing power. Yeah.
Well, not even late game, maybe early game.
Yeah.
You know, if you're waiting for your unit to get up there, rather than saying that, you know...
What's the rat of the rifle team?
It's 5. But obviously they can't shoot if they're moving. So
is it 5 with a spotter?
Yeah, 5 plus 2, so it's 7. Yeah.
So yeah, 7s.
That's 5s against most jacks or beasts, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but even if you target something small based, if it's kind of low armor, you're still pretty likely to get in. So yeah, sure.
Interesting.
Okay, the last one we've seen the new card for is the Scarlet Commander.
Oh, good.
Yay. Again, front of card, large.
I think I'm going to get the children to make some bunting for this one to celebrate in the streets.
But, you know, it's Command 8, which is really the kind of the thing you're looking for. Attaches to mech thralls or bile thralls as an officer. So, bile thralls with Command 8, enabling the Gaspy Excarnate bile thrall magic to be done at longer ranges, which is just super.
Just lovely. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Just what the game needs.
It's an interesting model. I don't think it does too. It adds kind of 2 inches onto that one. It allows the mechanothralls to spread out a bit more.
I think I've just got a problem with Critics getting anything new, really.
Well, again, you look at it, though, it's only Magic Ability 6. It hasn't got a spray or anything like that. It does have the ability to take upkeeps off, but the upkeeps are mostly going to be Critics ones, because there's not much debuff. that were gone Mechana Thralls from other factions, if I'm honest.
It's obviously the back of the board.
And it's got Soul Taker, but at power 10, I don't think it's going to be...
It depends, though, doesn't it? Because you get Scar, who runs Mechana Thralls at the front, don't you? One of the Scars is Mechana Thralls at the front, and that's then you might be trying to debuff them, perhaps.
Well, the Mechana Thralls usually follow up the Satixis.
Yeah.
Because you get the first wave of the Satixis, they die, the corpses go to the Stitch Thralls, then you just have this infinite unit of Mechana Thralls behind.
I love that kind of thing. I think it just makes the game so good.
But at the end of the day, I mean, having plus two command for a point, I don't think it's game-breaking. I think it's an all-right UA. It doesn't really do too much extra for Grix.
I like your negative psychology. It's good. Like it. It's shit. Grix, players don't buy it.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. Don't get me wrong. I think it's an interesting addition. But it is a point that many Grix players will go, do I really want my mech thralls to spread out an extra 2 inches?
You know, just complain that it's not Bane or Tartarus. There's no one who's good.
That's very true, actually.
I get grief for that one, I think. I didn't mean it, James. I didn't mean it. Put it down. Put the ice pick down.
Okay.
I did mean it, really, James.
So that's pretty much the new releases.
Good. No trolls?
No.
Any Cirrus?
No.
There was the
You've had 10 million lots of Cirrus in the last, I don't know how long.
It's not out, like, before SmogCon or anything like that, so it's fine.
I was going to say, this is the Iron Mother Directrix, but we're not going to talk about that because it's Cirrus, so...
Ah, she's so pretty.
This is no Cirrus podcast.
Did we talk about the Flamebringers? I just can't remember.
Fire Donkeys, we did discuss...
Let's get Dave on the show.
No.
Dave, what he thinks of them.
He loves them, I've seen, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Play in every list, he will.
Yeah, they look okay. Not brilliant, not awful, just okay.
They fill that
the
niche.
The problem is they're on the donkeys as well, that's the trouble.
It's those horses. Why? Why?
Be lovely, but they're on the donkeys. It's quite an investment because you have to buy the horses as well.
Ugh.
I don't know. I'm not really into my men off at the moment. I'm sure I'll go back to them. I'm sure I'll buy them because I'm sure it'll be Thyra's theme list and be like, ooh, horses.
See, it's all because we suggest to you, maybe, Kurt, you should go back and play Trolls.
I don't know. Maybe Trolls. And I did.
And you're like, yes, I like this suggestion. I remember what Tuff was like.
I remember them when my troops didn't die. Fantastic.
I remember I just had this big line of Creole warriors that was the entire board, and it just moved forwards, and all the enemy models went away.
That is my entire strategy for Trolls. And it's a fun one for both players.
Right.
Oh, you mean tough? Yes. Knockdown? No. Heal to hits, because it... No. But he's knocked out? No.
I like doing that to people with Gorton, so that's a four. He's tough. Okay, I'll hit him again. Okay, roll to hit. No, he's knocked out.
No.
I've got solid ground up. It's like, I've killed him now. No, I've got another tough roll there.
Yeah.
How about that one? No, that one's got 8 boxes. It's hilarious.
Bonanza. I think we've all seen Bonanza.
No, the rest of us weren't born in 1910.
Go watch Donnie Darko, and then come back, and we'll have the conversation again. Somebody out there somewhere would have got the reference, I'm sure.
Anyway. I think we've arrived at the point where we can do the painting table. Legitimately, we've wasted enough time, we can get to the sponsored segment of the show, which is sponsored by Terrain Geek.
The painting table.
I'll start this week. I don't have one.
Or a table?
No. Kurt, what's on your painting table?
Hang on, wait a minute. Trolls.
How many?
Right now, two.
You and Alex.
Yeah, one is me with two pistols, and the other one's Alex. It's got a big staff and some stones on the end of the staff. I've been doing quite a lot of painting. I've got this unit of scattergunners finished. While we've been talking, I've done the final line.
A unit of scattergunners?
A minimal unit with the UA of scattergunners.
Oh, I thought you said a niche unit of scattergunners.
Well, they are quite interchangeable.
I was going to go for the same troll.
Troll myself before you got there.
And you're still wrong.
Anyway, moving on. So minimum unit of scattergunners with UA finished. First unit of warders finished all but some grass flock and a bit of a spray varnish. Second unit well on the way. just currently experimenting with turning my nearly finished Edumi into a white troll and my
racist, isn't it?
It is. All of it's a bit, yeah. I did think earlier on, white supremacist and trolls is getting a bit much in my house, but, you know. And Jarl is next on the table just to experiment, see if I can actually turn him white without ruining him.
Stop listening to that hip-hop, Jarl.
Good. I also got a full unit of 15 crew warriors that are half done. There's a lot half done. So there'll be a lot of completed trolls on Twitter in the coming weeks, I expect. Lots of trolls.
Lots of trolls. Do we need to ask Nick what's on his painting table?
What's a painting table?
You can't paint LOL, can you?
No.
I'm currently painting WoW, so, you know.
Oh, you can buy figures, at least, something to do with WoW and paint them.
I've got a whole bag of WoW miniatures right next to me. You could repaint them. It would make them look considerably better.
Oh, however, God.
However, my painting skills are probably about the standard of the person who painted them in the first place.
No, no, no. See, the person who painted them in the first place didn't have access to Devlin Mud, or whatever the new version is. The radioactive orc is one of the worst things. What colour should we paint this orc? Well, normally green. How green? Very green. Offensively green. Eye-meltingly green. Oh.
So green then?
Yes. I did love the WoW Minis game. It was great fun. Killed well before its time. But some of those paint jobs were just atrocious.
Rumours are that John Webb called it to an end.
The crime. No, we know what killed it. Upper Deck!
Yeah, pretty much. Because the bases were patented. Awful. Terrible. Anyway, at this point, we risk diverging into things that only Nick and I play. Like Hearthstone and Netrunner.
Ooh, Hearthstone.
By the way, just for those listening, there is now a Netrunner tournament at SmogCon, specifically organised to coincide with my shifts in the Smog Pit.
Hang on. What times?
Like 7 PM.
Ah! I think all my shifts are evening shifts.
Fuck. Yeah. They're both evening. I will actually go to smogcon.org. Because it is on the front page. Because new stuff's being added all the time.
Do you know what I struggle with SmogCon site? The lack of links within posts. So you can't just jump to whatever they're referring to.
I shall make a note of that and...
Drive me mad. I give up and walk away from it. Because I'm like, oh, this is happening here. How do I find it? I don't know how to go and look. Oh, I won't bother.
Yeah, there's a 16-man Netrunner tournament on Friday at 7 PM.
Who's running that, Mike?
I think I just signed up for Friday as well. God damn it.
And if it sells out, then there'll be another one on Saturday.
God damn it. I'm going to have to cancel a shift.
At the same time. but that's in the middle of my running the Smog Pit. Twice. And then Norbert told me I'm not allowed nice things. So, there.
But you're not running it?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant you were running it. It was in the Smog Pit.
No. I'm not running it in the Smog Pit. I think it's taking place in the drawing room, along with all the other board games and card games and whatnot.
Nonsense.
There's whatnot?
Yes.
Why was I not told?
There's also some such.
Oh, wow. And I was not informed of these things.
And at least a portion of heretofore.
Mm. Okay, I'm going.
So, there we go. Just one of the many fine things that is being added to SmogCon, seemingly on an hourly basis.
I'm going to turn up and make it up as I go along.
Fair enough. Have we all done painting table, Alex? Have you done yours?
I haven't done mine.
Do you want to do painting?
Are you painting a Stalker?
No, Swamp Gobber.
Hang on, that's quite a small model.
Yeah.
What year did you start it?
Tonight.
Oh. ETA of completion?
Hopefully before SmogCon.
Excellent. That's 4 months away.
Yeah. Well, I've got another one to do as well. So it's a unit.
A unit of two. Ambitious.
Indeed. Well, I'm thinking of entering it into the units category after I won a bronze with my Shifting Stones last year. That may or may not have been dry brushed.
I've heard that there are other people who went to painting competitions and do quite well with dry brushing.
Yeah.
I think that tactic, you need to net that tactic and apply it to all of your models for the future. That way you'll definitely win.
Excellent. Net deck your painting.
Exactly.
I wonder if there's an area meta for that.
I think there might be. It's just fucked up in some areas. On a national scale, it's a bit more uniform and organised, and you can kind of follow it. This is a really good podcast, isn't it?
Yes.
I think Mike's just switched off.
Yes, quite. Whatever. Are we done?
Whatever he said, and more.
I agree with whatever sounded the most sane.
Debatable.
Did any of it?
Not Nick.
Fair enough. Okay. Shall we end it there?
Goodbye.
A good place.
Should we hand it over to Alex to finish off? Because, you know.
Bye, Nick.
Really? God damn it. Alex?
Well, you've been listening to Leak Cadre. I'm Alex.
I've been Mike.
I've been Kurt.
And I've been Nick.
Are you going to come back next time, Nick?
Probably.
Hopefully not.
Good lord. It's almost like he's back part time.
It's gradual rehabilitation.
And there we go. There's a show.
Yay!
If you can call it. Exists.
Listening to Elite Cadre, a War Machine and Hordes podcast. Email us at elitecadrepodcast@gmail.com. Find the whole team on Twitter at bit.ly/elitecadre. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/elitecadre. Music provided by Martin DeBont and Symphony of Spectres. This podcast is part of the Muse on Minis network. Find out more at museonminis.com. And now, in a world of perfect production and seamless transitions, we bring you the chaos that lurks beneath the surface. These are the Easter eggs. We answer the question, why is the WT... Alex?
Who is eating their microphone?
Have you not had dinner, Alex?
I'm not even moving. I was hardly even moving.
Alex is actually doing an assault course in a woolly jumper with a clip-on microphone.
I also think he's living in a crisp packet.
Does that a lot, though.
It's like that's crunch.
Can you hear that?
Yes. We can.
Really?
That sounds like a crisp packet.
That's like it's a paper bag, but it's like really far away from the mic.
Are you in your
really
phone?
Far away? 3 miles away from the mic? 28 miles?
Clearly, you just have a better mic than you gave it credit for.
Yeah, well, clearly.
He did ask if we could do a spelling it out where someone on the podcast has actually used the caster before.
No, we can't do that. That's against our religion. We can put that in the outtakes. That's formally against our religious persuasion.
No, I realised about 5 minutes in that's like, oh yeah, I don't like either of these people and I'd quite happily see the table explode at this point.
Wow!
That's an outtake.
Wow. No context.
It was... Madness. Madness!
They call it madness.
It was very weird to watch Madness doing the closing down of BBC Television Centre and see one of the actors from Game of Thrones turn up to play the trumpet with them. Like, what? Very odd.
Which actor?
The one who plays Sir Ilyn Payne.
Really?
Don't know
that. Yeah. Apparently he's quite a famous musician. So.
Good.
Yes, right. Anyway, back to Smog Pit.
Back to life.
No.
No.
You're too young to be singing that song.
Were you even born when that came out?
Oh, God. I take it everyone read that, oh dear, feminists found out hobby.
No.
Oh, man. It was just... It was the greatest hive of awful I have...
Thank you.
just you have to read the post that's linked to the first post that was closed on the PP boards, if it still exists, which is entitled Misogyny in Warmer Hordes, which was just such, you know, the perfect way to start, which people still aren't sure if it was a troll or not. So, you know, but it does still exist.
Jolly Holly, with 6 posts.
Which was actually shut down within 22 minutes of creation by one of the PP guys, which is like, nope, not happening, take it away. Because what happened in the Muse on Minis forum after that was just horrific. It was like, there were some good balanced posts, but then it just devolved into, I don't even know.
On the Muse on Minis forums, never.
It started so well, but then, what was his name? What was that one guy who just devolved it into just awfulness?
I don't know, what's he won?
What?
I don't know, what's
God,
he won?
God, not you again. Anton Gorodetsky.
He also seems reluctant to use a broader range of body types and ages for female casters as well. For those male casters, come in all sexes and sizes, but Thyra Harbinger, no one there is interesting. What, they're going to leave out trolls don't count then?
No.
She's already been prejudiced against trolls, isn't she?
Yeah. They're non-human, don't count. Also, Old Witch doesn't have a name, and so doesn't count.
She does?
Yeah, she does. Zavenna Aga.
Uh-huh.
However, she doesn't have a name, and therefore doesn't count, as she says.
Yeah, it's very selective. It's a troll. I'm not reading all that.
But yeah, then it devolved into 3 pages on the Muse on Minis forums, in which Godwin's Law was invoked.
PPH women. No.
I didn't read as far as see how Godwin's Law got invoked.
He was just like, how do you mention Nazis and Lebensraum in that topic?
That was all put together, post, blah, blah, blah. Normally, we lock delete threads at repost PP forum, but...
Basically, that was the first mistake. And it just goes on from there and gets worse.
Oh, your post. I just found yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours is fairly well balanced. That's true.
See, I can be balanced.
I can be balanced. I like that. That's I like the physical interpretation of that comment. On what? I think we should have an experiment, a small con. We should have this as an outtake. An outtake. I think we should have some kind of private elite cadre. Find something you can balance Mike Chomick on for small con. Bring something along to the event and see if you can balance Mike Chomick on it. 50p ago, and we'll work out a couple of prizes.
Really?
No, it's not consensual, but that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, really. Ooh, I have email. What do I have email about? Oh, it's my daily email. Well, sorry, my weekly email about the petrol prices in the local area. Where's cheapest?
It's not penis growth.
Sainsbury's. Marvellous. Now, every week I get emailed an email of the 5 lowest prices in the local area for petrol.
That actually sounds semi-handy.
So I can tell you right now that the 3 cheapest are at Sainsbury's Reedswood, Morrison's Wensbury, and Supermart Bilston. They are all a penny cheaper than the Esso at Willenhall and County Bridge.
Yeah, but I go to Esso because they actually have decent fuel.
It's still just petrol.
Seriously?
It's not like you have, like, Lidl petrol.
No, seriously. Petrol that you get from a supermarket is literally shit. The best petrol you can get is Shell.
It still has to be guaranteed to have a certain amount of...
By definition of what? The Shell the best petrol?
Lack of crud in the petrol.
As proved by whom?
Well...
You've got Consumer Affairs Kurt on the case now.
No.
I've started listening now. I've read the thing. Well, just, what's the evidence for Shell being cleaner petrol?
Testing shit.
Considering that Shell handle all of it as it comes into the country, pretty much. Or BP do, yeah. And then just how Shell delivers most of it.
Yeah, it is, in fairness, it is all delivered by the same company. I mean,
I don't disagree with you, but there isn't really any evidence. It's just kind of supermarket stuff tends to be crap.
Yeah.
I won't buy Esso on principle. I haven't bought Esso in over 10 years now, at all. What? And everybody, 95% of this country live within 5 miles of an Esso. I will not buy from them.
Wow.
Because they actively spend millions every year lobbying the American government against alternative fuel sources, and have done for some time.
That's a pretty good reason.
So I have not bought Esso in over 10 years. And if everybody did that, it would make a massive difference. But they won't. Up to you. But Esso actively spend money preventing alternative fuel sources. Exxon are a fucking bunch of cunts. Will not give them another penny of my money. And anybody who does, I think, just should go and read some amazing things about them. But, you know, Greenpeace did a massive campaign about it. It was a little while, quite a long time ago now. Well over 10 years now, actually, come to think of it. More like 15 years, I think it's going. I think it's like 97, 98. But I generally try and buy... Shell's not badly priced, so I do sometimes buy Shell. They've got better quality. They've got the higher end type stuff as well, which a lot of places don't have now.
But Curse, we should all put a tiger in our tank.
Not my tank. I don't care how many crystalline glasses you've got.
Oh, but come on. In January, they'll start doing their free diaries soon.
Oh, God.
The ones you get every... Where did those all go? I remember when every garage was giving away a free diary in January.
No. Where do I normally buy from? I normally buy from Texaco, because it's the cheapest one on the way to work.
This topic is dull.
It is.